it was increased quite a bit this year.
Michael Chianchio is the assistant state fire marshal, and he says the COVID-19 pandemic brought with it an increased use of consumer and illegal fireworks statewide. This weekend alone, there were 24 calls for service throughout the state, according to Chianchio, and he said they've been receiving calls of fireworks since April. He says there is a window for legal ground-based fireworks in the first state, but over this weekend, most complaints were about illegal ones.
Fireworks which were permitted to be bought 30 days prior to July 4th are no longer permitted to be in Delaware. No sales and, of course, no usage. But the majority of violations or fireworks that we receive complaints are weren't even the ones that were legalized. They were the illegal aerial type of fireworks.
Yes, most calls were for trash and grass fires, but there was $5,000 damage at Bayview Manor in Newcastle when fireworks ignited a fire to the side of a house. Also, an 18-year-old woman suffered second and third degree burns in Smyrna when she was accidentally hit by a firework. Joe Irizarry, Delaware Public Media.